This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yeah, definitely. Did I tap it? Yeah. Yeah, but make sure you're not on the camera. Okay. Can I start yet? Oh, I can start. Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam. على عبد الله ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So it's so nice to actually see some kids in the class. You don't know how lonely I have been sitting by myself talking to the camera with just the cameraman in front of me. I've been sitting here bored out of my mind. Just imagining somebody is watching on YouTube. And mashallah, today we have a good number, so we're very pleased about that. We just want to remind the parents that today is the last kids class for a few weeks. Inshallah, we're going to resume, I believe, on the 16th of January, if that's a Saturday, or the 15th, whichever day is a Saturday. I think it's the 16th. We're going to resume, inshallah, in January. And that is because I'm going to be away. Not because of any holidays, because we don't have any holidays now. Because we don't celebrate Christmas. And we don't celebrate New Year, so we don't care about any of that stuff. But I am going to be away, I have to travel, so for that reason I'm not going to be able to do a class, because obviously can't be in two places at once. Inshallah. Okay? Clear? Alright, very good. Last lesson, we started learning how to pray. We've already learned how to make wudu, and we've already learned what to do in the beginning of the prayer. Now, today, inshallah, we're going to continue. Now, if some of you weren't here last time, and you don't remember what we did, you can just watch the video, okay? You just ask your mom or dad to put the video, the old video, on for you. And you can watch the video, because we covered too many things. But basically, we covered how to start the prayer. We started with our intention. How do you do an intention? Oh, we've done this so many times, I'm bored of this joke, wallah, to be honest. Come on, let's do this. It's you know in your heart what you're doing. Your intention means that you know in your heart what you are doing. In my heart, I know I'm going to pray Dhuhr prayer. In my heart, I know I'm going to pray Asr prayer. That's your intention. There's no words to say. There's no special, you know, closing your eyes and concentrating really hard. Nothing like that. Okay, very good. After you face the Qibla, you're facing the right direction, which is behind me. In front of you, most of you guys are facing the right direction right now. We said you start with Takbiratul Ihram. How do we do Takbiratul Ihram? Who was in the class last week? Show me how to do Takbiratul Ihram. Were you in the class last week? Danny? You don't know who you're in the class. Were you in the class? Show me how you do the Takbira to start the prayer. You raise your hands up to between shoulders and your ears. Either you can raise it up to your ears, either you can raise it up to your shoulders, but we don't touch our earlobes. There is no need to touch your earlobes. Please do not touch your ears. No touching your ears. No touching of the ears, okay? Hands either up to your ears or up to your shoulders. And you say, no, we're not doing any of this. We're not like about to grab someone like this. Yeah? And our fingers don't need to be spaced wide apart. Yeah? Okay, it's not, come on, we haven't started being funny yet. Allahu Akbar. Okay. When we say Allahu Akbar, after we say Allahu Akbar, okay, now we started praying. So it's important now, because when you start praying, there's some things you can't do. Who can tell me some of the things you're not allowed to do while you're praying? Things which will break your prayer, you're not allowed to do. Yes, Habibi. You went into a more difficult one. Give me an easy one to start with. What are you not allowed to do is very easy. Oscar, how are we doing? No, you went too difficult. You're right. But you also, you two went the same. You went into how many times can I move and I'm allowed to move 3 times or 4 times. Let's just keep it super simple. Yes, Habibi. Okay, shall we? We've all gone, yani, we've gone all the way to Mecca and we had a simple one, yes. Laughing, okay. You are not allowed to laugh. If you laugh, your prayer is broken. Did you ever hear anyone say, Allahu Akbar? Yeah, no. Your prayer is broken. Prayer is broken. You can laugh in the class, especially if it's one of my jokes. But otherwise, you can't laugh in the salah. What else can you not do in the salah? Which I'm doing right now. Yes, Mu'adh? Habibi, wallah, you're right. But you all went into the complicated things. You didn't give me the easy things, first of all. You're right about moving your head. Kalamak sah. You're right. But you went very into the very difficult things. Yes, Alicia? Talking, let's keep it simple, yeah? You ever see anyone say, Allahu Akbar? Wallah, I'm good today, how are you? I'm fine. No, give me a minute, I'm praying. I said, give me a minute, I'm praying. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to answer your phone, okay. What else are you not allowed to do in salah? Very simple things, yes, Danny. We all said looking around. It's better if you listen to each other. Because looking around, when the fifth person said looking around, I realize you're not listening. Yes.
Is it only
That's a nice imaginary chocolate in my mouth. Yes, Rabia. Eating. No eating and drinking. Anyone ever take McDonald's to Dhuhr prayer? No? Okay. So that means no eating and drinking, okay? We're not allowed to say Allahu Akbar. Okay. Yeah? No chewing gum, because sometimes people forget. You've got still chewing gum in your mouth and you still chewing away. Okay, but this is a serious question now. If you just ate and there's some small food stuck in your mouth, what do you do now? Because that happens, right? Especially depends on the food you eat. Now what do you do? Yes, Aisha, what do you think? You try your best not to, swallow anything. But at the end of the day, you just don't let it disturb your salah. Just don't let it disturb you. Small pieces in your teeth, just leave it. Don't try to eat it. Don't try to swallow it. But it doesn't break your salah if it's an accident. If you can't help it and something went in your throat, it doesn't break your salah. Okay? All right, so we covered some of the important things. Now let's come on to what Mu'adh, what Danny, the brother here said about moving. And what Mu'adh said, and also who else said? Someone said turn around. Yeah, Yusuf, you said. So we start with Yusuf's, because Yusuf's was the worst example. Yusuf said running up and down. Now really, what are you really not allowed to do in the salah is to turn away from the Qibla. That's the first thing. So there shouldn't be anyone praying who turns around and goes in the other direction. Yeah? Excessive movement. Yeah? Excessive movement. Jumping up and down, hopping on one leg, and moving your head like Mu'adh said. Where especially your eyes are not looking at the floor, but you're looking at the ceiling, looking at the wall, you're looking at your friend next to you. No, you have to keep your eyes where? On the place where your forehead is going to touch the ground. You keep your eyes there. Okay. As for movement generally, you try to limit your movement in the salah. Try to do it as little as possible. Try not to, you know, some people when they start to pray, they get very fidgety. MashaAllah, you guys sitting so nicely now. Everybody, generally, most of you are sitting very still. But when salah time comes, scratching, you know, take my hat off, put my hat on. Get myself ready, okay, still, you know, still, then again, you start again getting yourself hijab, getting it ready. If you're wearing a ghutra, the guy's wearing a turban or a a scarf, he's putting his scarf ready. If he's got a jacket on, he zip his jacket up, put his jacket. So you want to try to not move as much as possible. Do you know when the Sahaba, some of them used to pray, they were so still, that a bird would land on their head and the bird would think they're a statue. Completely still. So you have to be very still in Salah. And it's not nice that you can sit still in the class, but you can't sit still, you can't stand still in the Salah. Especially those who are older than 7, 8 years old. If I see a 7, 8 year old who is fidgeting and moving around in the Salah, I'm going to go speak to their mom and dad. I'm going to speak to their dad. If the dad is in the Salah, I'm going to say to the dad after the prayer, you need to talk to your children. Because at 7 years old, you should not be at the stage where you are moving around and jumping up and down. Yeah, jumping up and down is for the mal'ab, for the football pitch outside, for the playground, but it's not for the salah time. In salah time, you have to make your mind go still, you have to make your heart go still, and you have to think about your prayer. You have to think about your standing in front of Allah. You have to think about your prayer, okay? It's very important. All right. Where do you put your hands now? Those who came last time, yes, Mu'adh. On your chest, yeah. Which hand goes first?
The left.
Left first, right one goes on top. You can put the left one on top of the right, or you can hold your wrist, or you can put it just a little bit over your arm, whatever you're comfortable. But your left hand goes down first, your right hand goes down on top. Okay, we also said about what you read, and we said the first optional thing to read is what we call dua al-istiftah, the opening dua. But this is optional. So if you don't know your prayer properly, I don't want you to learn it now. I want you to learn it later. If you know all of your prayer properly, you know how to pray all the way, you know your tashahud and you know all your surahs and everything, and you know it nicely, then you can learn this dua. Okay, which dua did we give as an example? We gave the example of Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Who knows this dua out of you? Who already knows it already? Do you know it? Go and try. Try. Subhanakallahumma, go and try. Wa bihamdik. Wa tabarak asmuk, okay. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Wa la ilaha ghayruk. Okay, very good. There's another dua which is I told you could learn instead, just to change it up. Kids, if you have a cough, it's better you sit further away from the other kids. It's not good in the middle of COVID, you start with a cough. Okay, so here we learned another dua, which I said I wanted you to learn for homework. And mashallah, a huge number of zero kids learnt it. Zero. Okay? The one I was wanting you to learn was Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqini min al-khataya kama yunaqqa al-thawb al-abyadu min al-danas. Allahumma aghsil khatayaya bil ma'i wath-thalji wal barad. That was for the people who already know all of their prayer. They want to learn a new dua. That's a new dua for you to learn for next time we come back. And I'm going to test you. The ones, so who said they know Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik? 1, 2, 3. I'm going to test you three. I'm going to test you three next time. Do you know Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya? Okay, very good. Then we said, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Do you say it loud? Do you say it quietly? Yes, Seema. Quietly. Like this. I'm just gonna pretend I'm saying it quietly by using these microphones. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Yeah, like that. And then the same thing. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Who should be able to hear you? Yes, Lamarana. Yourself, that's it. Yourself, okay? And of course, Allah hears everything you say. Allah, even if you say something inside of your heart, Allah knows about it. But you should be saying it so you can hear, But you shouldn't be saying it so loud that your friend next to you gets disturbed and they start getting confused. So we say our dua, then we say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And usually when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we usually say it quietly. Some people might say it out loud and that's okay, but usually we say it quietly. Okay, and then we read Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, who's giving me the example of Surah Al-Fatiha today? Go on, you gave it last time, you want to read it again? Because you read it nicely and it was a good example for the kids. So you read it for me, please. Nicely, loudly, please, yeah? Very good. At the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, if you were reading out loud, then you say Ameen out loud. If you are reading quietly, then you say Ameen quietly. Okay, very good. Then we read one more Surah of the Quran, if you can. Okay, it's optional, but if you can, you try to read one more Surah of the Quran. I think you wanted to read, Mu'ad, did you want to read? Okay, go on, read for us. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Go on. No, if you read Surah Fatiha, then that's your Surah Fatiha is done. You read one more Surah from the Quran. فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read what is easy for you from the Quran. You're going to read for us, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Go on. Very good, mashallah. Very nice. So we said that's an example of what you can read. Which other surahs do people know which are short and easy? Who thinks there's a... What do you think? If someone's going to learn some short surahs, what's an easy one? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Good. That's a very easy, small surah to do. What's even easier? What's a very short surah? Very, very short. Yes, Danny. Surah Al-Kawthar, very good, read it. Very good, excellent. So that's an example of another small surah that you can read. Okay? So anyway, you read what was easy for you and you finished reading. So now we came to where we're going to start the class now. All that, hands down for now, all that was last week. So now this week we start again. Now I've finished reading my Surah Al-Fatiha. I've finished reading my second surah, whatever was easy for me. If I don't know another surah, Fatiha is enough, but it's better for me if I can read something else. So I read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, or I read إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ, or I read إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, or whatever else was easy for me. Okay? Because Allah didn't tell you to read a certain surah. He said فَقَرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read whatever is easy from the Qur'an. Okay, and now you're going to do what? You're going to go into ruku'. So where's my cameraman gone? No, you're not my cameraman. Where is he? Could I have you at the camera, if you don't mind? Because we might need to show people the ruku'. I don't think you need to move the camera too much. But if I was facing, I'm facing the wrong way, but I'm just showing you. And that's okay, because the Prophet ﷺ showed how to pray on the minbar. So it's okay to show you, okay? So you're standing like this. Your left hand is down. Your right hand is on the top.
You're looking down at the place where your forehead is going to touch to the ground. Okay? So you're standing like this. Or like this, or like this. Okay? Everyone with me so far? You've read Surah Al-Fatiha? You've read your next surah? Okay, I'm ready to go into ruku' now. What am I going to do? I'm going to start by raising my hands. And I'm going to raise my hands the same way that I raised them before. So either up to the shoulder, or up to the ear, or halfway between the shoulder and the ear. My fingers shouldn't be spread out. My hand shouldn't be the other way around. Yeah. And I'm going to say, Allahu Akbar. Okay, now in ruku', what should you tell me? You guys tell me. I want someone to tell me how to make ruku' properly. As if I'd never heard of ruku' before. Who can tell me how to do it properly? There's a lot of... Let's see. Go on, I'll let you try. So I bend down to my waist. Okay, very good. My hands on my knees. So my hands should be on my knees. What should my back be like? Like this? Like this. No, straight. They used to say that if you put a container of water on the back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it wouldn't spill. Like it wouldn't go that way, it wouldn't go that way. Very straight as you can. Where should my eyes be? The same as before. Okay. And the most important thing, which you're going to tell me, what's the most important thing? What do you think? No. 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 Go on. No, no, not the next action. No, no. The most important thing is you have to be completely still. Because there was a man and he came. Can the camera see? Okay, yeah. There was a man and he came into the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he prayed. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do you know what he said? He said, "Assalamu alaikum." Do you know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, "Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli." Where's my Arabic translators at the back? Who's going to translate? What does that mean? Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray again because you didn't pray. Go back and pray again. So the man came again and he prayed. And he came back and he went to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, "Oh Messenger of Allah." So he said, "Salamu alaykum wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli." Go back and pray because you didn't pray. So he went back again and he prayed again. Third time. He came back again to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, "Oh Messenger of Allah." He said, "Salamu alaykum wa alaykum salam. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli." Go back and pray because you didn't pray. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, la uhsinu ghayra hadha fa'allimni aw kama qal." He said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I don't know how to do anything else, so teach me." Do you know what the mistake that man made was? Yes. Doing it quickly and not staying still. Like this. Yeah? SubhanAllah. Yeah, like that. And this is the number one mistake I see from all of you when you pray. Or most of you when you pray. You don't be, you're not still and slow. If you go down and you come up straight away without being still, your salah is not accepted at all. Finish. Not accepted. You have to be still. That means Allahu Akbar. Now I'm still. Okay? It doesn't mean you can't move at all. But you have to stop before you move again. You can't go down and then go up. Did you see what I'm doing? You can't go down and then go up. You have to go into your ruku' and still. Until everything stopped moving. My back stopped moving, my legs stopped moving, my hands stopped. Okay, now I'm ready. What am I going to say in ruku'? What do I say? Yes, Habib. No, that's coming up. I'm going to ask you that in a minute. 1 minute. Yes, Danny. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. How many times? Yes, Rabi'ah. 3 times. What's the minimum? 1 time? 1. You have to do at least 1 time. But you should try to do it 3, because 3 is the sunnah, okay? So you're going to go down now. Now you're comfortable. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Okay, I got another question. Wait. How are you going to put your hand up before you know what the question is, Allah Hadik? How are you going to put your hand up, you don't know what the question is? Okay. So, he's getting ready. He knows the answer already before I ask. Okay. One question I have. How many of you know this dua, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? Those who know it, do you know something else you can say in ruku' as well? Because I'm trying to give you the next stage, next level, level 2. Do you know something different as well you can say afterwards? Do you know it? I don't know. I will have to check for you that one. I don't recall it. I don't want to say yes and then we get it wrong. You might be right. I will check, sure. Go on. Allahumma laka raka'atu wa bika amantu. Go on, carry on. That's it? No, that's not it. Wa laka aslamt. No, that's in sujood. Okay, go on. اللهم لك ركعت وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت خشع لك سمعي وبصري ومخي وعظمي وعصبي. Okay, very good. Does that one know what you said before? I thought you said سجدت وجهي للذي. Okay, never mind. Anyone know something else you can say in ruku' apart from that? Something different you can say. What about Subhana Dil Jabarut wal Malakut wal Kibriya wal Azama? Okay, so there's different things. I want you guys to go and learn. The ones who know Subhana Rabbi al Azim, I want you to go and learn one more dua, one more dhikr you can say in ruku'. Okay, coming out of ruku', what do we do? How do we come out of ruku'? Seema, you explain to me. I'm in ruku' right now. How do I come out of ruku'? You have to shout loud because I can't hear you. Stand up and I raise up my hands again the same way and I say Sami'a Allahu liman hamida Rabbana wa lakal hamd. I want you to give me 4. Does anyone know the 4 ways of saying Rabbana wa lakal hamd? There's 4 ways of saying it. 4 ways in the sunnah of saying Rabbana wa lakal hamd. No, that's later. You can say Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, or you can say Rabbana lakal hamd, or you can say Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, with the waw or without the waw, and with Allahumma or without Allahumma. So that's something new for you. But normally we say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Okay, where... Now, how should I stand? I'm standing up again. So we'll go again from ruku'. Shall we go into ruku' and then out? We'll show you everything, yeah? So I finished my surah. Let's say, for example, I read Surah Al-Kawthar and I read, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Rabbana walaka al-hamd. Okay, so how should I be standing now? Explain to me how I should be standing. Someone describe to me. Mu'adh, you describe to me. standing straight? Should I be going like this, standing up and going straight into sujood like a rocking horse? Yeah, like straight back and down again? No. Yeah, so standing nice and straight. Okay. Usually we put our hands by our side, but if you normally put your hands on your chest, that's okay as well. If that's what you've been taught, to put your hands on your chest, that's okay as well. But normally I put my hands by my sides. After this one. And where should you be looking? Yes. Where your forehead's going to touch the ground. Okay. Does anyone know anything extra you can say after Rabbana wa lakal hamd? If you want to, extra, voluntary. If you want to learn something new, something more. Yes. Go and read all of it. Hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Excellent. That's if anyone knows Rabbana wa lakal hamd and you want to learn something else. Hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Why is it good to learn these extra du'as apart from extra reward? Why is it good? What's good about it? Sorry? First of all, it helps to keep your concentration as well. Because your mind, you know, you just, Rabbana wa lakal hamd, and then you just, it's nice to think about what you're saying. The second thing is, have you ever prayed behind the imam and the imam is taking a long, long time? You think, what's he doing? He's gone to sleep or something over there and he stopped. Yeah, you have something to say instead of just standing still. Yeah? You can say, Hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi mil as-samawati wa mil al-ardi wa mil ama baynihima wa mil ama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. Ahla al-thana'i wal-majd, ahaqqu ma qala al-abd, wa kulluna laka abd. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayta wa la mu'tiya lima mana'ta wa la yanfa'u dhal-jaddi minka al-jadd. For example. Yeah, that's from the things you can say. So the point is, you learn more. I'm not giving you, teaching you this now. I'm saying to you learn more so that in each time you can use your time to the best of your advantage. Okay, from now what do I have to do? Nobody knows what I have to do now. Yes, Rayhan. So I need to go now down to sujood. Okay, first question. I'm going down to sujood. Can they see my sujood here? Or shall I move? Shall I move a little bit more here? I don't want you to move the camera. I put my book on here. I do need to move the microphone, otherwise I'm going to fall over it. Not that much though. Okay, so can they see the whole thing though now? Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to go into sujood. What do I do first? What part of me goes down first? Yes, Rehana again. Okay, and what part's going to touch the ground first? It's going to be a race. It's a race. What's going to touch the ground first? What's going to? This is really difficult if you haven't done a lot of exercise recently. What am I going to? What's going to touch the ground first? Who says hands?
Me.
Okay, good. You are right. Inshallah, the stronger opinion is that your hands go first, not your knees. That's the better. That's more in accordance with the hadith and the sunnah, is that your hands go first. Okay, so you touch your hands first. And then your knees. Okay, now I've got my hands and my knees touching. What else is touching the ground right now? Yes, Harry. Yeah. My toes. So both sets of toes are touching the ground right now. My hands are touching the ground. My knees touching the ground. I need one more thing because I need seven. I need seven things to touch the ground. So I need to touch the ground with seven things. What are the seven things? Two sets of toes. Two knees. Two hands and something else. But if you give me the wrong answer, I'm going to make you stand up for the rest of the class. So be careful. Yes, Alicia. My whole face? No. Like this? No? Okay, what?
I know.
Now you put your hand down. Yes, Oscar, what do you think?
Forehead.
And what else? You need to give someone help, Oscar, before he has to stand up for the rest of the class.
And a nose.
And a nose. Okay. Your forehead and your nose. Okay, what's the common mistakes people make at this point? Some people, they touch their forehead, they don't touch their nose. So they end up like this. You can't really see me. The kids, I think they can the camera see okay? Yeah? That they are touching their forehead but not their nose. So their forehead is touching but their nose not touching. And some people, they put their whole face, and that's a mistake. Like that. Yeah? There is no need to kiss the carpet. It's real, mashallah, I have a very clean carpet in the masjid. But don't be silly. So you touch your forehead and your nose. Okay. Can someone describe to me how should my body be at this time? I'm gonna turn a little bit to face the camera. Can anyone describe to me how should it be? You guys, if you stretch, it's not helping you. Yes, Habibi, in the green. Okay, still is a good word. It should be completely still. Okay? But I want you to describe how should my arms be? How should my tummy be? Yes, Alicia. So my arms shouldn't be touching the floor. Very good. Do you know what what it means when you touch your arms on the floor? Like this. You know what I mean? Where you put have you seen how a dog sits? Yeah. Where it puts it, not like this. You're not allowed to make sajda like this with your hands like this. No. Your elbows should be off the ground. Your elbows should be off the ground. Your arms should be wide, but not so wide that they hurt the person next to you. So they shouldn't be like your elbow in somebody, but you should be wide. You should have your arms wide. And your fingers face the qibla. That was what you were doing wrong. Your hands were turned inside. Your fingers should face the qibla. And what shouldn't touch? Your tummy shouldn't touch your thighs. So it shouldn't be like this. Yeah?
What?
Yeah. No, not like this. Exactly. So what you should be is, you need to be forward. You need to have it so that your fingers are facing the qibla. There should be a space here underneath you. Yeah? Your nose and your forehead touch the ground. You touch them with your two hands. Your elbows are off the ground. Little bit further forward. Your hands are a little bit far. Yeah, that's better. Because your hands were a bit too close to your knees. Don't make your hands really close to your knees. Make them a little bit more forward. If you can make your toes face the qibla, it's very good. You are kids, mashallah. You can all make your toes face the qibla. My toes are not so flexible. Okay? But you try to put your toes flat if you can, so your toes face the qibla, and try to keep your feet together. Try to keep your feet together as much as you can. Okay? While we're in the sujood position, what do we say? Yes, Rabia. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Okay. Does anyone know anything extra we could say? Something easy. Something else we could say. Does anyone know the dua that the Prophet ﷺ used to make the most? All the time. Sorry, I moved my chair, didn't I? Just, you want my chair back here? Tell me where. There. Does anyone know the dua which the Prophet ﷺ used to make the most? I'm still going to be moving you, so just keep the camera ready. Very good, excellent. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of the hearts, make my heart strong on your religion. Make my heart solid and firm on your religion. Okay, does anyone know anything else? A dua which the Prophet used to say all the time, very frequently, a lot of times. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. But there's a problem. That dua is from the Quran. What are you not allowed to do in the sujood? You're not allowed to? No, you're not allowed to read the Quran in sujood. But you can make this dua. Because duas are allowed, but you're not allowed in sujood to read like Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, you're not allowed to read the Quran while you're in sujood. But you can read du'as from the Quran. You can read Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Okay, now I'm going to sit. Now this is going to be a little bit of a difficult one because I have to get you guys to see. I have no idea how to get you guys to see and the camera to see, but we're going to describe it first of all. How are you going to sit? The best way to get you guys to do it is copy. Okay. How are you going to sit? What you're going to do is, you're going to put 2/3 of your weight onto your left leg. I'm going to try and show you here. So can you watch? This is my left leg, okay? This here is my left leg. Most of your weight, you're going to put onto your left leg. Okay, you guys doing that now? Sit on your left leg like a seat. Yeah. Now, I just want you to keep this one just normal. Just propped on the side. That's it. You're doing it perfectly, mashallah. You want to copy exactly like that. That's perfect, mashallah. Who else can do it? So how are you going to do it again? I'll show you. I'm just showing you from standing. This is my left leg. Sit down on your left leg like it's a seat. Okay, like it's a little chair. And just keep this leg a little bit out of the side, not too far out of the side. Try to make your toes face the Qibla if you can. Mashallah, yours is very nice. Don't turn the camera for him because we don't show the kids, but it's better than mine, mashallah. Very nice. Okay, but from the front, how should you be now? If that's how you are from the back, you're sitting on your leg, you're sitting on your left leg like as if your foot is a stool. You're sitting on your foot and you're making your knee come out like that. How should your hands be? This hand here is my left hand. It's just sitting here. My left hand is just sitting here. Okay? Facing the Qibla. This hand, we're not in because we're not coming out for sujood yet. Yeah, okay, so we're going to both hands like this. Both hands facing the Qibla like this. What do we say in this position? Yes, Han. Yeah, I want the one at the back because I haven't heard from you. Yes. Go on, you can try. Do you want some time to think about it? Okay, what do you think? No, not this one. Yes. Rabbighfirli. Excellent. Now we're going to make sujood again. Okay, so I'm going to show you again. I'm just going to put my hands down. And now what's touching the ground? My forehead, my nose, my two hands, my two knees and my two feet. And I say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Okay, very good. Now what am I going to do? How do I come up again? I said Allahu Akbar here, okay? I said my Subhana Rabbi al-A'la 3 times. Now I'm going to say Allahu Akbar and I'm going to stand up again. So every movement you change in the salah, what do you say between? Every one of them, you say Allahu Akbar except one. Except when you stand up from ruku' you say Sami Allahu liman hamida. All the rest you say Allahu Akbar in between. Okay, very good. So now I stood up again. Now what shall I do? I stood up again. Have you got the... Is that okay? You stood up again. Yes, Seema, what shall I do? So should I put my hand again? Left hand, right hand on my chest? That's not my chest. On my chest. Down here. Yeah? On my chest. And I'm going to say... I'm going to start again, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, quietly, and I'm going to read Surah Al-Fatiha again. Shall I show you how it should be? Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
That was just an example for second surah. I could read any surah that I want for the second one. And now again, I'm going to go into ruku' again. I show you. Allahu Akbar. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Rabbana wa laka al-hamd.
So far, so good. Okay, what's next? Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes the answer is in your mind and then you put your hand up and you forget. Yes, Rayhan.
Sujood again?
Okay, sujood again. So hands going to go first, then my knees, then my forehead. Allahu Akbar when I'm going down.
Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. سبحان ربي الأعلى
الله أكبر رب اغفر لي رب اغفر لي
الله أكبر سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى.
Okay, now what's next? Now what's next? Because I've finished two Raka'at now, haven't I? I've done the same thing twice over. So what's next now? Yes, Habib. No, because I've done two. I've done two full sets of actions. What's a raka'ah? Guys, what's a raka'ah? What does a raka'ah mean? What's a raka'ah? What does it mean? Who can explain to me as if somebody didn't understand, they never heard the word before, maybe some new Muslims watching at home. They never heard this word raka'ah. What's a raka'ah? Rayhana, what do you think? Okay, that's good. How many ruku' you've done? That's one way of thinking of it, definitely. Make it easy for someone they don't understand. Yes, Mu'adh? Like when you've done a full set of movements, what do you think? A cycle of actions, good. That's another way. How would you put it? So you've done Surah Al-Fatiha, you've done ruku', you've stood up again, you've done sujood, you've sat and you've done sujood again. That whole thing is a rak'ah. So it's a set of actions. Okay, it's a set of actions that repeat themselves. Yeah, agreed? It's a set of actions that repeat themselves. So, right, if I just pray, I'll just do a prayer right here. I'm going to face the right way this time. And you guys tell me, I'm just going to do the actions, I'm not going to read anything. You guys tell me when I finish the raka'ah, okay? Oh, now, huh? No. Yeah, now I finish because now I've done all of my actions. I've done my two sajda. Okay, now we're ready to start again. So after two raka'at, after raka'atain, two raka'ah, what do we do? We don't stand up again, do we? Not usually. Sometimes, but not usually, we don't stand up again. What do we do? What do we do? Yeah. Before that. You're right, but we haven't before the testing, we haven't finished our prayer yet. Yes, Seema, what do you think? Ah, when you sit like that, who can help out and tell her what it's called? She gave the right answer, but she didn't give the name for it. Yes. Tashahud. It's called tashahud. Okay, it's a very long dua. So let's first of all see how are we sitting. So again, can you describe me how to sit? Can you describe to me how to sit, please? Who can tell me how to sit? You're going to tell me how to sit? Show me then, tell me how to sit. You show me. Okay, I'm going to learn from you. I'm going to copy you. I'm copying what you're doing. Okay, then? I'm still waiting.
Nearly. Still, who else can show me how to sit? Hamza, you can show me how to sit. Just point your toe the other way. Yeah, that toe, fold it the other way. Pointed that way instead of that way. See how it's pointing that way now? Pointed that way. No, turn your foot completely around the other way. Yusuf, go turn his foot around. So I understand what you mean. Here, Siranshaw. You did it exactly right, but you just need to turn that foot around and sit on it. You sitting on it? Okay, very good. Like that, very good. That looks right to me. So you're sitting on which side? On your left side. You're sitting down on your left foot, right? And this foot is pointing straight. Very good. So I'm going to copy what you did. You sat down on your left-hand side. Yep. And then this foot, you're pointing it straight. Okay, I'll turn around this way so you can see for the camera like that. And this foot pointing straight. Really, all my toes should really be pointing towards the Qibla, but it's a little bit difficult. Okay. And now, there's only one difference to how I'm going to sit. What's the one difference how I'm going to sit? I'm going to point my finger. I'm going to point my finger. Which finger I'm going to point? Mu'adh?
Right.
Right finger. Okay. You can make like this. Yeah? Or like this. Or like this. But you need to point your finger. Which way? Which way am I pointing my... Mu'adh, which way am I pointing my finger? Upwards? Like this? No. Which way?
Straight.
Towards the Qibla. Okay, like this. You just give me, Abdurrahman, a bit of a zoom on that, please. On the tashahhud, on the finger, yeah? And where should my eyes be now? Now I change my eyes. Where should my eyes be pointing? Yes, Alicia? No. At my finger. My eyes should be looking at my finger. Okay. While I'm sitting like this and I'm pointing my finger at the Qibla, like this or like this or like this, okay? What should I say? It's a very, very long dua. It's a very long dua. Who thinks they can do the whole dua without making a mistake? Go on then. I'll let you try. Take it slowly. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين Like that, you do it. Huh? Go on, are you going to correct her? Go on. Very good. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And that's correct. Now you should make another dua. That's the end of the first one. The second one, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Okay, now is the big question. No, don't put your hand up before the question. MashaAllah, he's so cute. He's very, MashaAllah, busy. But please put your hand before the question. I've got a big decision to make now. What shall I do next? But you can't answer without first of all asking me a question. You can't, unless you ask me a question, you can't, no way you can answer my question. My question is, what can I do? What shall I do next? What are you going to ask me? Yes, Rabia. You can't answer unless you ask me a question. What are you going to ask me?
Are you turning your head to the right?
No. You have to ask me a question. You answered last time. You answer this time.
If the imam is not finished, can you say the
Muslim? Now, ask me a question. اسألني سؤال.
Can you say the
Muslim? لا, أنا أبغى سؤال. سؤال. اسألني سؤال. You have to ask me a question. Go on. What prayer are you praying? None of you asked me the question. The question is, which prayer are you praying? Because I don't know if I'm going to finish or not. If I'm praying Dhuhr, I'm not finished. If I'm praying Asr, I'm not finished. If I'm praying Isha, I'm not finished. If I'm praying Maghrib, I'm not finished. If I'm praying Fajr, yeah, fair enough, I'm nearly finished. We ask the brothers in the back, please, if you don't mind. So, what prayer am I praying now? Am I praying Fajr? Am I praying Dhuhr? Am I praying... Shall we make it simple to start with? Let's say I'm praying Fajr. So what's left now for me? One more dua and then finish. Okay? So what's the one dua that's left? I'm praying Fajr now. So I'm finished now, basically. I've done everything except one little bit. What's left for me? Which dua? Go on. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam. You both, it doesn't matter which way around you do it. Wa min adhab al-qabr, wa min fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat, wa min sharri fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. It's narrated both ways, with the qabr and then jahannam, or with jahannam and then the qabr, both ways. And now what do I have to do? I can make any extra dua I want, or I can finish. And how do I finish my prayer? Go on, Rabi'a, you tell me, how do I finish? I turn my head to the right hand side, I say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And that's the end of my prayer. Now I can eat, I can laugh, I can giggle, I can drink, I can talk. But I shouldn't do that straight away. Then I should do my adhkar after the salah. But that's another topic for another day. Okay, what about if I was not praying Fajr? I was praying Maghrib. So now I'm not going to make that extra dua. What am I going to do now? I finished Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Now what am I going to do? Yes, Danny. I'm going to stand up again. Finish the dua first. Yeah, I was just giving an example. Don't be cheeky. I'm going to stand up again. And this time when I stand up, I'm going to raise my hands one last time. Allahu Akbar. Okay, but what do I do now?
Keep silent.
Excellent. I need to read Surah Al-Fatiha only, nothing else. But I need to read it quietly. So I give you an example. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. No other surah, and straight away into Allahu Akbar and continue like that. Okay, it's Maghrib. So I've done my ruku', I've come out of my ruku', I've done my sajda. Yeah, like my sujood, I've come out of my sujood. I said, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli. I did it again. I've come back again. Now what do I do for Maghrib? I stand back up again, right? What do you mean, no? I don't stand up again for Maghrib? I do stand up again for Maghrib. Do I stand up again for Maghrib? Help me out. Do I stand up again for Maghrib or not?
No.
What do you think, Ryan? Tashahud, okay. No more standing up for Maghrib, because Maghrib is how many?
Three rak'ah.
So that means I finish my three, but this time I'm going to sit a little bit differently. Okay, who can describe to me how to sit this little bit differently? You might need to adjust the camera a little bit. Okay, how are you going to describe to me how to sit a bit differently this time? Go and try.
Okay,
No, no, not a bit back. You're kind of getting close. Yes, Danny. Okay, I want to put all my left hand side weight, all my weight on my left hand side on the floor. So as if I'm going to sit down on the floor completely. Right? All my weight is on this left hand side. Then what am I going to do, Danny? You describe to me. What else? I sat all my weight down. What shall I do now? You want me to fold my left foot so it's pointing underneath me to the right. Okay, I'm going to show you from both. I'm going to show you from all angles, okay? So I'm sitting down with all my weight is on this side, and this foot is underneath pointing this way. And this foot is straight facing the Qibla. Can you all try and copy that?
Yeah.
First of all, you have to sit down on your left-hand side. The other way? Okay. All your weight on your left-hand side. All your weight on your left-hand side. Okay? Fold. Here? Okay? This leg goes underneath and goes this way. This leg goes straight. And my finger is facing the Qibla again. I'll show you another way around as well. Okay, today's a bit of an activity lesson. Okay, sitting on my left-hand side. This leg is facing this way. This leg is straight facing the Qibla. This hand is pointing, and I'm looking where? Where am I looking, guys? Where am I looking, guys? Shout it out.
Finger.
I'm looking at my finger, okay. And I'm going to read the same thing again. All the same thing. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. All the way. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. All the way. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam wa min adhabi al-qabr. All the way to the end. And then I'm going to say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And that's my maghrib over. But what if it was a maghrib? What if it was Isha? I wouldn't have sat, would I? After my sajda, which I did here, I would have got up again and said, Allahu Akbar, and I would have started praying all over one more raka'ah. Then I would have sat at the end like we described. Okay, so now I've got a very simple question. Can I sit back down now? I've got a very, very simple question. But you have to tell me if the seat is in the right place. Forward. Okay. All right, guys. So my question is, how many raka'at is each prayer, each fard prayer, and when do I read aloud and when do I read quietly? So that's a big question. So we're going to start with the first prayer of the day. What's the first prayer of the day, guys?
Fajr.
Fajr. How many raka'at? You can shout out, no problem.
Two.
Do I read aloud or do I read quietly?
Aloud.
So what do I read aloud? At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa no? Fatiha and my second surah. Okay, Fatiha and my second surah. Very good. Very good. That's Fajr, two. Okay, what about Dhuhr?
Four.
And it's silent. So the whole prayer is?
Silent.
What does silent mean? Shh. No, not that. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It doesn't mean... Yeah, okay, good. Dhuhr is four. So when do I sit then? I sit after two, and then I sit again after the four. Yeah, after two more. After two more, you're right. After two more means four in total, I sit then. Okay, very good. Okay, what about my Asr prayer? Exactly like Dhuhr. Carbon copy of Dhuhr. The only difference is what?
Intention.
Oh, wow. Mufti Ad-Dar. The only difference is? Intention. Very good. All the time, maybe. But yeah, intention. Very good. Okay, what's the...
Maghrib.
Next prayer. Maghrib.
Three.
I read aloud for two of them, and then I read quietly for the last one. What's the last prayer of the day?
Isha.
You're all shouting over each other. Four.
Two.
Aloud. And the last two are quiet. Very good. Okay, but I haven't finished. What about your sunnah prayers? I don't know how many now. I'll talk about it later. I just want to know, how do you pray a sunnah prayer? Like silent and you pray two raka'at. Let's keep it simple. Two raka'at, okay? You pray two raka'at. What about the witr prayer then at the end of the day? One at the end. How do you pray that one then? Actually, the basic principle of witr is you pray aloud, but you can pray any, either. Okay? And don't do that in case it goes on there. Yeah? And how do you pray? You read Fatiha and one other surah. Usually, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. You do your ruku', you stand up again. You do your sajda, you sit, you do your sajda again. And straight to the tashahud. التحيات لله, all the way through. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Very good. Yeah, that. No, we're not confused. We're not confused, people. Later on, we'll add things later on, okay? All right, guys. That brings us to the end of the actions of the prayer. But we have two jobs. Really one job, I asked you. How many of you don't know the tashahud dua? At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. How many of you don't know it properly? I think mostly, only a few people being honest, I think most of you don't know it. Those who don't know it, listen, I said most. Michael, I didn't say all of you. Okay. Most of you don't know it. Listen, before parents as well, before the kids come next class, I want them to know all of the obligatory things in the prayer. That means they have to know the tashahud dua, the dhikr in the ruku', in the sujood, all of it, up to assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Okay, those who know it, put your hand up if you know all of your things you have to do in the prayer. You guys have got homework as well. You have to learn something new for every place in the prayer. Something new for when you stand, something new for ruku', something new for when you stand up again, something new for sujood, something new when you sit again, something new for sujood, and something new for the end of the tashahud. Something new for all of it. There's only four of you said you know the whole thing. One, two, three, four. That's four. I want you to learn something new for each one. So what was the new one we said for the standing? What's a new one? A new dua to start your salah. Okay. What about for the ruku'? A new dua or dhikr for ruku'. What about when you stand up? Learn hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi, for example. What about when you make sajda? Learn a new dua. What about when you sit between the two sajdas? What else can you say apart from Rabbi ghfirli? Ah, you have to learn one. Bighfirli, warhamni. Ah, all the way. Yeah, all of it you have to learn. What about what you're going to say after the tashahud? You're going to learn a dua at the very end. You're going to say, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Yeah? If you know that one, learn another one. Yeah, if you learn that one, learn another one. Very good. And who's got questions for me about the prayers? Things they didn't know, they want to ask. For sure, I've seen you guys, you pray, all of you pray differently. So who's got a question they want to ask? Yes, Habibi.
So how does a person sleep lying down?
Pray lying down. Very good question. What did we say about praying sitting and lying down? What did we say? We said you have to stand if you can. And if you can't, you have to stand as much as you can. But let's say there's a person in a hospital bed. Like Mu'adh said now, hospital bed. It's lying down in hospital. Can't get up. How shall we pray? First of all, you have to find the Qibla if you can. If you can. And if you can, turn to face the Qibla. So that your body is facing the Qibla. Does that make sense? I don't know. I can't really. I've got too many wires to show you. But the Qibla is this way, right guys? The Qibla is this way, yeah? So you're going to lie down, so you're facing the Qibla, if you can, yeah? Like that. You lie down so that you are Your face is towards, the Qibla is here. So you lie down so your face is towards the Qibla, yeah? If you can't do that because the person is so sick, they can't even move to face the Qibla, they just pray best they can, in the best way they can. Okay? Very good. Who else had a question? Yes? You pray the best way you can. The best way you can. As much as you can do, you do. What you can't do, you just do your best. Because Allah Allah said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Do the fear Allah as much as you can. Do the best you can. What you can do, do the best you can. So if you can't move your hands, you don't move your hands. Move your head instead. Move your eyes instead. But you do your best, okay? Most, as much as you can do. Yes. Is it a sensible question or not? No. Okay, go on.
If you're a new Muslim.
Yes.
And you don't know the Arabic.
Yes.
Then how do you pray?
Excellent question. If you're a new Muslim, guys, listen up. You're a new Muslim and you don't know any Arabic words. How can you pray? I'm not going to let you guys answer this. I'm going to put it down. You can't pray in English. You can't pray in English. No. You can't pray in English. Don't say it. You can't pray in English. What you have to do is, what was my answer to the hospital? What did I say to you? Do the best you can. Okay? So if the person knows what maybe they know, maybe they just know Allahu Akbar. That's all they know. They don't know Alhamdulillah, they don't know Subhanallah, they don't know La ilaha illallah, they just know Allahu Akbar. Okay, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's all they know. That's all they know. Someone else knows a little bit, they know one ayah of Surah Fatiha, they know Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What do we tell them to do? الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين. What they know, they do the best they can do, but they have to try to learn quickly, which is why we don't want to see you kids. We don't want to see you kids. Yeah, I think you just be careful. Abdurrahman, just watch the camera, please. Guys, okay, listen. Listen, listen, listen. You guys, by now, should know your full salah. You should know all of your prayers. Okay? I shouldn't be having people saying, I don't know tashahud, I don't know what to say in sujood. You guys should learn all of your prayers. But you do the best you can until now. What was the main thing I said about being still? Do you remember? What did I say about you have to be? What did I say, Seema? Do you remember? What did I say? Completely still when every position in the salah. Don't start moving so quickly like the people. Have you seen a chicken? Have you guys seen a chicken? What does the chicken do? With its head. Exactly that. Don't do that in your salah. Like this. Yeah? Just ducking your head down like that. No, you have to go down. You have to come back up again. Very good. Excellent. You guys have done fantastic today. Any other questions, guys, before we finish up? Yes, Habib, what can I do for you? No. Just about the chicken. Next. Okay, that's enough for that. That's what Allah Azza wa Jal made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. Wassalatu wassalam ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.